Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm your teacher, Pauline. Thanks for joining us this Saturday.
Hi, friends. I'm Peter. We talked about some fun things this week, and today I'm glad that we can review all of it together.
Let's start our review by looking at the lessons.
And then we'll ask you some questions. So make sure to pay attention. All right, here we go. Hi, Taylor. What are you doing?
I'm completing this form.
Can I help?
No, it's a simple form. What's the date? What's my middle name?
What is your middle name? I don't know it.
Marie. And my surname is McKenzie. I'm Taylor Marie McKenzie. What's your middle name?
My middle name is Alex.
Alex, do you know James's middle name?
I forget. What is it?
It's Alex. You have the same name.
That's interesting. I don't have a middle name.
You don't? Do you want one?
Maybe. Can I pick my own middle name?
Sure. What name do you like?
Let me think.
Today is my grandmother's birthday.
What's your grandmother's name?
Diane.
Isn't Diane your middle name?
Yes. My parents gave me my grandmother's name.
That's nice. It's good to remember our relatives.
I agree. Is Rob the name of one of your relatives?
No, but my Chinese name is a lot like my father's name.
Taylor, will you please talk to Alex?
Okay. Why?
His foolish new middle name. He wants to call himself Alex Super.
That's funny.
Funny? It's childish.
Maybe, but it's his decision.
I know, but he shouldn't be so silly. Please have him change it.
Okay, don't worry. I'll talk to Alex.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about shoes. Please help me welcome my guest, Mr. Sam Hsu. Welcome, Mr. Hsu.
Thank you, Rob. Please call me Sam.
Okay. Let's talk about shoes.
Well, shoes are important. They protect your feet.
I have a lot of shoes in my closet. I have shoes at work, too.
How many pairs of shoes do you have at work?
I have a pair of sneakers and a pair of slippers.
Sneakers are good for a lot of outdoor activities.
I like to exercise at lunch. I can walk and jog in my...
What about your slippers?
Inside my office.
Do your slippers fit well?
Yes. They are very comfortable.
Good. Shoes have to be the right size.
This is a great shoe store, Linda. Look at all these shoes.
I know. There are so many colors and styles. What kind of shoes are you looking for?
I need a new pair of dress shoes.
What about this pair? They are really fashionable.
They are nice. How much do they cost?
They cost $250.
What? They're not that nice.
Hey, Linda. Look at these shoes.
High heels. I love them. Where did you find them?
I was looking at the sale rack. Are they your size?
Let me look. No, they're size 9. I wear size 7.
Too bad.
Hey, Alex, let's both look at the sale rack. Maybe you can find some shoes there.
Good idea.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to eReport. My name is Rebecca. Wow, today is such a hot day. Perfect day for water activities. Well, actually, that's why I am here at Flowing Lake Camp. I'm going to do some water activities. There are so many different water activities that we can do at this camp. Well, at this lake, that is. But, you know, it's really not that fun to do water activities by myself, so I invited my friend Gabe to join me. But I don't know where he went. I can't find him. Have you seen Gabe?
Rebecca, I'm right here. Just look down, right over here.
Oh, there's Gabe.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I am getting ready to do some paddle boarding.
Wait, he's on the board. Gabe, wait for me. I want to come.
Don't worry, I'm waiting for you. And this is really fun. It's safe and...
He just fell in the water.
The warm weather in Taidong makes it a perfect place to enjoy water activities all year round. That's what makes Flowing Lake, or Huoshuihu, a perfect place to visit for people who enjoy water activities. Here, people of all ages and skill levels can enjoy different activities like dragon boating, kayaking, stand-up paddleboarding, rubber rafting, and wakeboarding. They also have professional coaches and trainers that teach visitors how to do each of these activities in a safe and fun way.
eReport, long time no see. And hello, Rebecca.
Gabe, you're wet.
Don't worry, I'm waiting for you. And this is really fun. It's safe and...
He just fell in the water. You should have waited for me.
Rebecca, we're here to have some fun doing some water activities, right?
I know. That's not the point. You started without me. It's not fair.
Don't worry, Rebecca. We're going to be here in Taidong at Flowing Lake all day. There's plenty of time to have some fun in the sun and on the water.
Okay, great. Then let's get started. Come on.
Okay.
I've been waiting.
Let's go.
Well, now it's time for us to meet someone very special, our coach. Yes, this will be my coach. He will show me how to use the proper equipment when doing water sports on Flowing Lake. Okay, so what are we waiting for? Let's begin.
The staff at Flowing Lake Camp really care about safety. They want people to enjoy the fun activities without getting hurt. So before anyone goes on the water, the staff gives lessons on how to use the equipment correctly. They will also give people safety gear like a helmet and life jacket. This protects people when they're out on the water. Once the lesson is done and people put on the gear, it's time to have fun.
What was that? quite make it up on his first try. But good try, Gabe! Gabe's second try, is he gonna do it? Is he gonna do it? Oh! He didn't make it up on his second try either. But it's okay.
One of the most popular activities at Flowing Lake Camp is cable wakeboarding. To do wakeboarding, a person will put on special boots that are attached to a wakeboard. Once they are ready, they will sit in the water and hold onto a bar. The bar is attached to a cable. At the right time, the cable will move forward and start pulling the wakeboarder. The wakeboarder will start moving forward, and then he or she can stand up. The wakeboard will now move quickly across the top of the water, and the wakeboarder gets to enjoy an exciting ride. How fun!
Wait, careful, Gabe.
Oh, yeah.
Gabe, that looked like so much fun. You went so fast on that wakeboard.
Rebecca, it was amazing and tiring. I loved riding across the water on a wakeboard. It felt like I was running or flying on the water. You have to try it.
Oh, I want to try. My turn is next.
Yes, and after you're finished wakeboarding, then maybe we could try another activity.
You mean like paddleboarding?
Yep.
Great.
But first,
yes,
you need to try wakeboarding.
Yes, I'm going to do some wakeboarding. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us for today's e-report. I hope that you learned something and had a lot of fun. And we'll see you next time. So, goodbye.
Bye.
And I'm going to go wakeboarding.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't that hard, right, Gabe? Gabe? Where is he?
That really helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it? And now it's time to review with a couple of questions.
I am ready for any question, Pauline.
Okay. What is the capital city of New York?
New York. It's New York. But what does that have to do with anything?
Oh, nothing. I just asked if you were ready for any question. Okay. Here is a real question from this week.
Okay, I am ready, Pauline.
All right. Alex wants to get a middle name. He can pick one. What name does he pick?
Super.
And Linda likes his name, right?
Well, of course, it's a great name.
No, she wants him to change it.
Oh, that's right. It's kind of a silly name.
Yeah.
Well, friends, we need to take a short break, but we'll see you right after this.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back, everyone. This was a great week to learn together. I enjoyed watching our lessons together with you.
Yes, we can learn about things from all around the world that way. I had fun learning about Flowing Lake. I must really visit this place.
And the summer is a perfect time to visit it. What better way to spend time than in the water?
Yes. So now it's time to look at the features. We can watch them together.
Listens when I talk. He goes with me for a walk. When I sleep, he sleeps too. He does everything that I do. If someone tries to make me mad, he hangs his head and looks so sad. He cuddles up and licks my hand and tells me that he understands. Pet, have love that never ends. Pet, we'll be your lifelong friends. They know when you're feeling sad and do the best to make you glad. The love and care to go with you anywhere. Pet, have love that never ends. Be your lifelong friend. Come on, pet, have love that never ends. Pet, we'll be your lifelong friend. They know when you're feeling sad and do the best to make you glad. The love and care to go with you anywhere.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about shoes, and here to answer our question is my special guest, Philip Floppa. Thanks for joining us today, Philip.
You're welcome, Rob.
Philip, you design clothes, right?
That's right. I am a fashion designer.
Wonderful. Then you can help us answer today's question. Today's question comes from Thomas Holden of Topeka, Kansas. Thomas writes, "My wife owns hundreds of pairs of shoes. Why do women need so many shoes? I don't even know what some of the shoes are. Can you tell me about different types of shoes?"
Of course. Well, you know, actually, both men and women can own many types of shoes.
Well, that's true. We all need different shoes for different events and activities.
Yes, exactly.
So, can you tell us about a few?
Sure. First, let's talk about men's shoes. When men go to the office, they go to an important event, they'll wear a dress shoe.
Oh, dress shoes are very formal.
Women also have dress shoes. Their dress shoes usually have a higher heel. That's why we call them high heels or high-heeled shoes.
Oh, what kind of shoes do people wear when they exercise?
Well, they usually wear a athletic shoe. This is for exercise.
Oh, okay. There are many different types of athletic shoes or sneakers, right?
That's right. Now, there are also different types of shoes depending on the weather.
Oh, that's true.
For example, sandals are shoes that people wear in the summer. They are usually more open, so they are cooler.
Oh, that's right. And people wear boots when the weather is colder or rainy. Boots keep the feet warm and protect them.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for the information, Philip. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Vern, I can't believe you took me on a date to the zoo.
Oh, come on, Zoe. There's so much to learn about animals here.
Maybe when we graduate, you should get a job at the zoo.
Look, there it is.
There what is?
The mouse house.
The mouse house?
Yes. One animal that many people are excited about is the mouse.
You're kidding, right?
Yes, yes, yes. That was a super sentence.
Super sentence, man.
Yes, it is I. And I am here because Vern said a super sentence.
I did?
The super sentence is one animal that many people are excited about is the mouse.
Oh, ooh, go me.
Yes, yes, go you. Now, before I go, Zoe, do you have another way to use this super sentence?
Sure. The time of year that many people are excited about is summer.
The time of year that many people are excited about is summer. That was a super sentence.
Oh, but I have one more.
Oh?
One superhero that many people are excited about is...
Oh, I know. Mighty Mouse.
No, not Mighty Mouse.
Oh, Ant-Man.
No, not Ant-Man.
Batman.
No, Vern. I can see that you really like small animals, but I'm talking about Super Sentence Man.
One superhero that many people are excited about is Super Sentence Man? That touched my heart.
Well, you know, a super sentence every day
will make your English great. You know it, sister. I need to go. But you two enjoy the mouse house.
So, Vern, everyone is excited about mice, huh?
Okay, maybe not everyone.
Yeah, maybe just you.
Okay, let's go. Is it right over here?
Thanks for joining us today. We always love reviewing our lessons with you. It's a lot of fun.
And we will have more interesting lessons next week. And of course, every Saturday you can review those lessons with us together. But for now, we have to say goodbye. We'll see you next time, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.